It's the headline Connecticut residents have been talking about all week. A youth basketball coach in our state is accused of intentionally driving into a parent following an argument that had broken out after the game. Now, I have gone through so many different news sources. I was not at this game, obviously. I don't know what happened between this coach and a parent from the opposing team. But what I do know is if you've watched the footage, this parent is seen running out into the parking lot, standing in front of the car, and the coach just kind of runs right into that person, just runs right into him, keeps on going, doesn't stop. And of course, the question really becomes getting away from this particular incident, but using it as a reason to have this conversation. Are we seeing really bad behavior continue among coaches, fans, parents of youth sports in Connecticut? Joining us back on the show to discuss this, executive director of the CIAC, Glenn Lungarini. Glenn, I'd love to say that you and I have not had this conversation in recent years, but that would just be a lie because we have talked about this many, many times before, unfortunately. Unsportsmanlike conduct, but not so much with the players, but the fans and even the coaches.
Yeah, it seems to be job security for us both, Melissa.
I guess so, right? Oh, my Lanta. It's crazy.
This case, like you said, you can't even look for what was right and wrong here. Everything was wrong about what happened with that situation on the coach's part, you know, the parents' part. And, you know, there's, again, us from the CIAC standpoint, we have greatly heightened the penalties for coaches who get ejected from games. We believe that it is the adults at the games, whether that's coaches, parents, officials, that need to set the standard and be the role models for the kids and the athletes playing the game. So we've been pleased that at this point through the winter, we've only had two incidents where a coach has received an ejection from a game. So, you know, I think the message is certainly getting through. That is down significantly from last year. Last year, I believe, through the winter season, we had more than a dozen coaches that were ejected. So, you know, we're taking measures to do it. But again, one is too many, and we continue to work at this.
Glenn, what's going on? I mean, and I think it's worth having this conversation consistently, which you've always made yourself available, and I thank you for doing that. But I think you've said that the CIAC has had to implement, like you said, not only new rules, but new practices to stop this from happening. I mean, it's one thing to have kids have unsportsmanlike conduct, which is really, you can't condone it, obviously. But I think we are starting to see in the last 5 to 10 years, give or take, I don't know, maybe you have a better timeline, you're seeing fans just become unruly. You're seeing coaches respond in such an irresponsible way. And when you look at this situation, of course, you've got a parent who had a broken nose, something else. Now a coach is facing charges, all of that. But again, both sides were so wrong in this. I'm certainly not condoning ever running somebody over. I mean, give me a break. It doesn't take a moron to tell you that. However, you've got a parent running out into the parking lot, standing in front of the car, almost saying, you know, hey, hit me if you don't want to end this conversation. Are you kidding me? I mean, what message are you sending? This was a youth girls basketball game. What is going on? It's crazy.
Yeah. And we've seen that extend even beyond the athletic field. You know, I think even prior to 2020, you know, I do believe the pandemic exacerbated some of this. But, you know, you just think of incidents that we've read about and seen about with Board of Education meetings. You know, we've read about board members and people in the audience getting in fights and people being removed. You know, so the climate, the culture, you know, certainly seems to be more aggressive and is something from an education standpoint that, you know, I know many organizations and school districts are looking at. And that goes down to the extension of education-based athletics. The other point that I think is, you know, led to this as well is the changes at athletics above us. So, you know, when you look at what's happening with the NCAA now, where it's almost a free agency situation, scholarships really aren't as much of a thing anymore because you have the NIL deals now. And, you know, kids getting paid millions of dollars. And, you know, that's where it filters down to youth sports. There aren't a lot of park and rec programs around anymore. There's a lot of travel programs, people paying to play. So when you're putting money on the line and the expectation is that you're going to get a return on that investment when it comes to the higher levels of sport, it brings out some unreasonable expectations and some unruly behavior.
And that's just it. The unruly behavior, Glenn Lungarini, is just, it's inexcusable. I understand, certainly, Wyndham's mayor, who, you know, this was the coach of a Wyndham team in Connecticut, is said, you know, the coach has to set the standard. Sure. Mm-hmm. And again, no one is condoning somebody getting in the car and running over somebody. I mean, give me a break. But I also think, you know, parents have to also hold themselves to a better standard as well. And I can remember back, you know, in my high school days, and of course that's, you know, a little bit ago. But I mean, I can remember being at, for example, I was at Laurelton. I'd go to Fairfield Prep football games, and I could tell you it was, I mean, you could hear the parents and how much they would get loud and very colorful, if you will, with their language. And I can remember, yep, this was early 2000s, but no one ever charged the coaches. No one ever took the fight into the parking lot afterwards, and we had some pretty rough rivalries on the football field, but that just culture was not existing. It just wasn't happening, and I just am wondering, you know, what standard the parents are being held to. So as you mentioned, there are more things in place for the coaches, certainly. Are mm-hmm. there penalties for parents who take things way too far?
There are, and the statutes in Connecticut give latitude to schools to ban parents from events.
Really?
I can tell you from a CIAC standpoint, last year we banned two parents from state championship tournament events last year. So it is a measure that we've used, that we have taken. With our class act standards, which I think about 90% of our schools engage in right now, those are standards that students develop. So students develop standards that they believe parents should be held to, student athletes, student fans, and coaches. So it's a very powerful program that we have, where this is coming from kids, and that sends a very strong message to parents of how they want people to behave. So in addition to the penalties, you know, that we put out there in the disciplinary actions, we're also on the proactive side of this, trying to change that behavior. One of the big challenges with youth sports, AAU sports, is there's no regulation. You know, if you're going to be a coach for high school sports, you have to have a permit issued by the State Department of Ed. If you're going to be a coach at an AAU program or a youth program, you just have to be a parent who's willing to sign the volunteer form.
Mm.
So there's not a lot of education behind that. There's not a lot of regulation behind it. You know, and
should that,
you
know, change, Glenn? I mean, then that kind of begs the question, should that change? Should there be more regulation?
Yeah.
Or do you feel like that's going to turn people away from being coaches?
You know, I feel foolish in saying it should change because I don't have the answer in how to change it. It's, you know, it's one of those things that it's difficult to get that cat back into the bag because there's so many programs and coaches out there. AAU industry is a multi-billion dollar industry. Are you going to get them to change and have a regulatory group, whether it's nationally or statewide, you know, that you're going to be able to implement? It's going to be a very difficult challenge. Doesn't mean that there isn't something that should try to be done. But this came about during the pandemic when rules for schools and CIAC sports were not the same rules that were being applied to youth programs and to other programs. And, you know, the answer from the Department of Public Health is, well, you know, they're on their own, they're private agent. There's no regulatory body for that. And,
wow.
You know, yeah. So that's, you know, a challenge, you know, that is out there. I think when you're trying to set the standard and control behavior, it's difficult to educate, you know, parents that are acting as coaches who haven't been in that role before.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Well, Glenn Lungarini, definitely an uphill battle, but I know the CIAC has been actively working on this and will continue to do so. And we appreciate you talking about it here on the show. Thank you so much.
Always a pleasure, Melissa. Thank you.
All right. Glenn Lungarini again, the executive director of the CIAC right here on WICC.